were soft women. In London, the number of people sleeping rough has risen every year since the government began publishing figures in 2010. Westminster, where the average price for a flat exceeds £1.3 million, has both the largest homeless population in the UK and the most planning applications to build luxurious basements, where the super rich are now storing their cars, installing their home cinemas, wine cellars and swimming pools. These aptly named iceberg homes, with more space below ground than above it, are sought after by the super rich. Developers are increasingly choosing to extend the size of existing properties, rather than building new ones, which means no pesky affordable housing laws to contend with. Although land is at a premium in London, purchasing vast swaths of it outside the city is still a popular hobby of the UK's billionaires. Inventor James Dyson owns more than the Queen. The Tories like to kid themselves that giving us our two female prime ministers is some kind of magical feminist feat. It has done nothing to improve the lives of ordinary women. If May was really a champion of women's rights, she might start by addressing the fact that women are disproportionately affected by benefit cuts, shouldering 85% of the burden according to one estimate. I'd like an underground swimming pool, this app, but I spend 70% of my wages on one room in a flat, and I can't swim. Take the wealth off the super-aged 1%, because no one needs a private waterfall in their basement. Ellen Kenyon Pierce, Lewisham, South London.